The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning again, 8 a.m. Central Time, Monday, March 6, 2023. And of course, there's a new storm system coming across the United States that's going to probably dump a whole lot of more snow on the Sierra Nevadas. And, you know, it's really amazing is that California is getting really pounded. And Gavin Newsom, the governor, takes off and decides he's going to leave the state during a major storm rather than stay there as governor and do the right thing and manage the problems that are occurring as a result. Just amazing, isn't it? I'm going to be talking about some health issues in this segment, but first, as promised, I got to go to the phone lines because we got people out there that actually have opinions that want to talk about it. Bill in Illinois, go ahead. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, if my memory serves me right, back to the COVID days, you know, when Trump was president. President Trump put Mike Pence in charge with working with Fauci. Mike Pence was in charge to relay all the information that was going on with COVID to Trump. So why isn't Mike Pence being accountable for what he was doing at that time? It's just like he just has got like a Teflon coating and nobody bothers him. You could tell he was on, to me, my personal opinion was he was on the take. You know what I mean? They had something on him to pull his string to when they needed him to come in. Because, you know, back when, General Flynn, when they knocked him out of the box with his position with Trump, it was Pence that advised Trump that they needed to, relieve him of his duty because they were scared of Mike Flynn, you know, the globalist or the, you know, the deep state. So, Pence has been a backstabber at times, just at the right time when they needed him to be, you know.
Well, the J6 thing really got to me. That's the thing that, you know, Pence had every power to control the outcome of this thing and didn't do it. And of those people, I mean, he, first off, no allegiance to his own party. And, I think you're leaning in the right direction there, Bill, when you talk about the fact they had something on him, because generally that's the way it is. And that's how they're making these politicians do what deep state wants and not of their own volition.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Appreciate it. I really enjoy your show. You take care.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate that, too. And you, your opinion is always valued here, as is Brady in Vegas. Oh, I know you get some scientific stuff to talk about, right?
Oh, of course. How you doing, Dave?
We still have Brady?
Can you hear me?
Open channel D. Remember that one from way back when? Brady will call in. Trust me, he'll call back. High-dose vitamin D, according to experts, and we're talking about Dr. Patrick McCullough, has published a report on the experience of three patients who were taking high doses of 20,000 to 60,000 IUs of vitamin D daily for many years, all three of whom have seen significant health improvements. One patient started supplementing with vitamin D3 8 years before the publication of the report, saw his asthma attacks decline from 5 or 6 severe exacerbations a day to only 1 from 2011 to 2019. He initially started at 10,000 IUs a day. By the time of publication, he'd stopped most of his asthma medication and was taking 30,000 IUs daily. Another patient's ulcerated hand lesion, which was presumed to be a form of skin cancer, shrank after taking high doses. One patient had extensive psoriasis plaques across his scalp, forehead, and ears, as well as similar plaques on his chest, abdomen, elbows, and thighs. He was given 50,000 IUs of vitamin D2 and saw a dramatic improvement in his psoriasis. His skin cleared up after a few months of treatment. He was able to stop using steroid creams and medicated shampoos. And while the clinical improvements are impressive, the dosages these patients receive, which would be considered potentially toxic, are particularly astounding. And that's why we have OptiVita Vitamin D at the Power Mall. For those of you who want to imbibe in that, Brady, go ahead. You're on the phone.
Good morning, David. Can you hear me now?
I can.
Hey, again, it was kind of early when you were doing your impression of the evil one on Exorcist. Don't do that again. I had chills for like 3 minutes.
Oh, sorry. What? Really? It was that good?
Yeah, stick with Yahweh and let's see. Stick with
you. You know, people sometimes, you know, the old shakaroni first thing in the morning. You know, it's really crazy, though, how some religious factions actually teach stuff like this because they want to show you the extreme so you'll be mentally ready to challenge it when it's in your face. Don't know what else to say about that. It just came over me, and sorry about that. I just, you know, it's one of those things that the day passes and it's like, wow, it just came out.
Well, one thing you started with Luciferus, you know, what's in fireflies, but you went to that next. And again, I don't know if there's not too many people that I know that's ever come in contact with a demon, or if you've ever heard a demon speak, it's very similar to what you let out. But it is kind of early for this kind of talk. It's, you know, 6 a.m. here in Vegas. So maybe for a future show, I can let you know a couple things what happened to me in my life, why I'm so religious to this day, and why I so much hate evil to this day.
I've had two instances. I've had two
once
instances.
Once you come in contact with the devil or Satan,
or demon spirit,
into your life and he manifests himself, you're going to have a really great appreciation for God and Yahweh.
But, no, I already do. And here's the thing. I have twice come in contact with somebody that was possessed. And I was told that you can't solve this. Get away. Leave now. And the thing is that, you know, it's word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and discerning of spirits. It's one of the 9 manifestations of the spirit talked about in Corinthians. And if you are walking in the spirit and you come across a person that is possessed or is afflicted with a devil spirit, if you are meant to do anything about it, God will give you the name of the spirit. He will tell you what the spirit is. He will tell you how to deal with it, whether it's up to you to cast it out or whether to turn around and leave the room and leave it alone, that it's not your burden to take care of. So, you know, this is the thing about walking in the spirit that makes it all worthwhile. And, I mean, good point made.
Let's get into California now. Let's save this for another day. Just remember, if you ever do come in contact with the devil or anything demonic, pray to Jesus and say his name out loud. That will take care of it right there. They will run in fear. Okay, let's go to the people now that are snowed in still in California, about 3 hours away from Vegas.
Well, Brady, Brady, as long as you're going to do that, Mike in Alaska wants to say hi.
All right, bring him on.
Hello.
Well, hello there.
Am I on? Mike.
You are on.
Hey, what's going on there, Mojave Brady? Mr. Sterling, how's the silver cells going?
There you are.
Very, very good there. Very good, Alaska Mike. You need to stop on down here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I plan on taking another vacation. I'll be down soon. Hey, did you guys hear about Cop City in Atlanta?
That just came across the wire. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Antifa and BLM are attacking Cop City. It's a police training compound in Atlanta. You know, that beautiful Senator Warnock state there, Mr. Capitalist Warnock. He sicked his Antifa on Cop City, and they're burning down construction equipment. They're attacking the police there. The police have got multiple agencies showing up down there. Excuse me, but Antifa is on the roll again.
You know, Mike, it makes me wonder why the police just haven't put an end to this thing and said, you know what? You're destroying property. We told you to stop. You're not going to stop. pull out the guns and shoot every damn one of them dead in a doornail. Why aren't they doing it? Well, they think they can, you know, I mean, this makes no sense. I mean, destruction of public property that we, the people, the taxpayers pay for. These guys that are in, we're back in the blue here, folks. I'm thinking like Grady Judd here in this instance. If they're going to destroy property, they need to go down. The nuts to this. I mean, they obviously, if the cops are there and they attack the cops as part of Cop City, self-defense.
No, I understand that. But, you know, it's working both ways. We've got good and bad police force. I do believe there's a demonic presence, like Brady said, in our police force, because look at the D.C. police. They are the most corrupt police force in America. And I want to see mainstream news start talking about the 400 political prisoners they're torturing down in the basement of the Capitol. And
well, the
now
DC
that
Gulag.
They've shipped 400 of those. I think it's about 400 political prisoners they've shipped around the country. They're torturing them. They're going to be in there for 2 years. And beyond 2 years. And this is a disgrace to a free country like ours to lock these people up. That some of them, one of them is a grandma that just walked through and was looking around, you know, amazed at the Capitol building. And the police let them in. This is an outrage. And Tucker needs to get off his ass and release this footage. And these congressmen.
If they let him, they may sanitize everything he looks at and not give him all that stuff. I know what he's trying to find. He's trying to find all those agents provocateur who they can identify as agents of the government who open those gates up and say, come on in. They did everything but tell him it was a trap.
Well, they've got footage of an FBI agent planting that pipe bomb by that bus, by that bench, and you know, this is an outrage. That's why, you know, Trump's not perfect. He wasn't a politician. He was a liberal demi most of his life, but Trump is going to kick some major butt when he gets in, and I want him back in. He made a mistake on the vax. The vax is poison, like Brady knows, and we're mad at Trump because of that. But you know what? I'll overlook that as being a rookie and naive and relying on our government too much. But when Trump gets in there, I don't know if you saw his CPAC speech. It was fantastic. He said right in there, we're going to kill the deep state. We're going to kill them.
Promises. Believe it when I see it. With politicians, it's all about believing when I see it. Right, Brady?
You know, one thing you brought up, Antifa, and I kind of looked over the weekend, I go, geez, we're having almost a train derailment every day. Who's behind us? And I started looking into it, and I think I found one of the groups, and it's like a fringe group of Antifa. It's called the Unicorn Group out of California. You need to look into these guys, because just like what happened in Ohio, the guy who lit those flares that blew up all those chemicals into the air, which produced mustard gas, they're not telling you it's mustard gas, but they're Antifa-related, and our government is allowing them to do it because the Green New Deal is part of their agenda is to destroy infrastructure like our oil and gas, our food supplies, water systems, and good old Joe is not going to do nothing to Antifa or this unicorn group. You need to look up who these people are, because look around. How are all these train derailments happening and nobody's getting charged with nothing?
Yeah, well, it's more than putting a penny on the railroad tracks. Remember when people used to do that and then go back and look to see if the penny got flattened, you know? But it's not. I think it's worse than that. I think they're actually going in there at night and taking the spikes out or whatever it is that they're securing the tracks down. They're taking the spikes out and they're messing with the tracks so the tracks will separate when the train goes over them, and all of a sudden now you got a derailment. And it doesn't take a whole lot of them to cause it.
Not just that, they've got sensors along those lines that will sense an infrared sensor that will sense a hot bearing on a wheel that immediately notifies the train conductor, the engineer, on to start your slowdown, and he bypassed three of those. I want to know what the heck's going on. Not just the trains. We've got pipelines being shut down and sabotaged. Look at those. Look at the pipes back east that were shut down. We've got food factories being shut down. We have metal burned up. We've got metal plants, metal that's crucial to our infrastructure being burned down. People don't realize we are under attack right now, and it's by the environmentalists. It's never been about global warming or keep the water clean or the air clean. That's all BS. It's all about control. They want to control us and stick us into a 15-minute city, and that's what I'm concerned about. I know for a fact that those solar mirrors that I've been fighting for years out in the desert, they're geared to install FEMA camps. They're self-supporting, and they can energize man camps to lock us up. I want to use them against. I want to reverse it. I want to use those solar mirrors to lock up these so-called enviro Nazis like Deb Haaland, who runs the Department of the Interior, that native Indian. She is an eco-terrorist. She hired a tree spiker that killed a logger, and Obama, she got locked up. Obama commuted her sentence, and guess what? Biden's making her the head of the Bureau of Land Management. Disgusted with this.
God. Well, you guys have been doing your homework, obviously.
Endless.
Oh, my. Always. I mean, there's just never a dull moment out there, is it?
No, between Brady and myself, we probably do more research than most people, and your show is awesome, David. I really love this show. Brady's got me hooked on another show. Now we call into about 10 shows a day. I call into the Washington Journal.
Share the info.
You got it. We call into also Washington Journal C-SPAN, but we're red tagged. They know when we're coming on. They hate our guts on C-SPAN. That Pedro is about the most condescending, pompous ass on radio. But hey, let's promote the Willow Project up here in Alaska. It's going to add 250,000 barrels of oil per day. And the guy that Juan Grijalva in Arizona, he's the head of the Natural Resource Division, and he does not want the Willow Project to go through, even though 15,000 natives up on the North Slope, they're poor. They're very poor. It's hard to make a living up there, and plus they've been saturated with meth from our government and fentanyl. They want the oil. They want to drill. The technology today, you don't hardly, all you'll see is a drill rig at the initial phase of putting the Christmas tree in. The Christmas tree is what all the collector lines hook to. 6-inch line that goes to the first pump, the main pump station number one, and gets injected into the line. And that's all you'll see. And it's so clean. And these guys want it. But you know what? These environmentalists under the watch of AOC, they're going to stop the Willow Project. The Willow Project is going to put 2,500 people to work in on the construction and 300 people full-time and they always leave double. They have a double amount of people for turnaround, for attrition, yep. When people quit. You know, I mean, I've seen people land up there in Prudhoe Bay, get off the plane, and they step down from the plane stairs. They look around, they go, hell, I ain't working here. This is ridiculous. You get right back on the plane because, you know, 30, 40 below, 50 below with the winds blowing, that's not for everybody. That's only for the toughest of Americans only go there up and go. Work in Prudhoe Bay.
Well, we appreciate your time on the phone, guys. It's great you're calling this show along with 10 others. You have a roster of people that you call every morning, and that's good because you got to wake America up and you guys are doing your part. Maybe you'll call Brian Slayton's office in Austin and tell him to file that Texit bill while you're making phone calls out there. His number is 512-463-0880. Mm-hmm. Talk to his AA and tell him, hey.
880.
Correct, and tell his AA,
we're going on
Slayton to file that Texit bill this week because this is the last chance they got for Texas to put it on the ballot in November.
His name's Clayton?
Brian Slayton, Slayton.
Brian. Brian Slayton. All right. Well, after you guys are done, we go. Yeah, after we're done talking to you, David, we go on to K-Fire 550, North Dakota. Those guys are awesome, too, Todd and Daryl.
K-Fire 550.
We go. Yeah, we hammer them, and then after that, we go to the number one patriot of America, Alex Jones.
There you go. Well, and so Alex talks to you, does he? You can actually get a word in edgewise?
I tried. It's hard. It's next to impossible to get through. It's very hard to get on the Alex Jones show, but you got to keep trying, and you'll be able to do it. But he believe it or not, as rough and tough as Alex Jones sounds, he's actually a sweetheart. He's a good dude. He's very gentle.
I know. I met him. I've been on his show 5 times. I know him. We're all there.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you dial up Dave Krieger InfoWars, I'll show up. Don't worry, I'm on there. I appreciate you guys.
You're part of the cutting edge, David. I love it.
But we're trying. Anyway, appreciate all the input you guys are giving us. And I'm sorry about the Cop City. I really am. I have a real problem with people attack. I mean, it's a training facility, for crying out loud. And you're supposed to be able to tell people and tell cops that are coming into that position that you are here to serve the needs of the public, not harass and oppress. This is the difference between good and bad. But if you got people destroying and threatening, you got to take action. Got to do what's right. Tim in Michigan, go ahead.
The train wrecks, the fires, and everything you're seeing is called gray terror. It's part of the plan. It's one of a thousand cuts to make us bleed. It's weakening us as a nation. It's a planned event, and they aren't going to stop. Just like the shootings aren't going to stop until they can try to go for the gun control. What the MK Ultra, these people have been brainwashed, and they're going to continue to carry out these acts of violence. It's all part of the
thank
plan.
You. Thank you, Tavistock Institute.
Yes, sir. But always remember that it's a spiritual thing more than it is a physical thing.
That's
what we got to hold on to, because we are not going to be able to shoot our way out of this. We won't.
No. I mean, I understand what the Bible says about, you know, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. But the thing is that self-defense is one thing. I mean, God didn't create dummies. He gave you free will. And if they come to your door and they want to assault you with a jab, you have the right to defend yourself.
Absolutely. You don't just roll over. No, sir.
No. Not here. But ain't happening.
But that big thing to remember is what Jesus did tell us. He did say, in vain, you worship me, keeping the traditions of men. And what are the traditions of men? Easter coming up. We're all going to celebrate the God Esther, and it goes right through the churches, and there's many other things like that.
Oh, you're talking about the Feast of Purim.
Oh, yeah, and the little bunny rabbits and the painted eggs.
that's the adversary's means of distracting you from the truth.
Absolutely.
Here, eat your little marshmallow peep. Yeah.
And then they have people thinking that they don't have to do a thing because we're just going to be raptured out before it gets too rough. And that's so not true. That's what Jesus said. If they came for me, they're going to come for you. They're going to throw you into prisons and the synagogues. And some of you, they'll put up to death.
Yep. Unless you're willing to die for what you believe in, which is dying in his name. So
exactly.
That is, you
and
know,
you'll be put up in front, and you got to allow the Holy Spirit to speak through you. Don't think about what you're going to say. Let the Holy Spirit speak through you, and everybody will understand what you say, no matter what language they speak.
That's
and
right.
That will freak them out, and they're going to know that you have truth.
It did on the day of Pentecost. Thank you, Tim. I mean, I did
you
on
bet.
The day of Pentecost. It worked because everybody heard. All of these people on stage with cloven tongues of fire on their heads, speaking in languages they understood, worshiping the wonderful praises of God. So thank you so much for your call. God bless you, sir. I like the words of inspiration here. This is all good. I understand that, you know, a lot of people didn't like that Exorcist movie out there, but, you know, that's the in-your-face kind of stuff you're seeing in the world today, and you have to put on the whole armor of God. And I know a lot of you are going, oh, we have to get all religious. Here's the thing. If we already know it's a spiritual battle that we're facing right now, all right, let's just go ahead and face the fact and continue talking about the best way to survive is maintaining your health. There is a process out now called molecular hydrogen. Ever heard about it? It acts as a selective antioxidant, meaning it doesn't indiscriminately suppress the free radicals. And it's not a real difficult procedure to undertake. It's like dropping a fizzy in a glass of water and sipping it over the course of an hour. Think about it. That article is on our email blast that those of you get. Now, there's a thing about these phones that's bugging me. It makes, you know, what do? You go back to the old flip phone? I don't know. The Secure 5G and Beyond Act, Senate Bill 893, the Broadband Deployment Accuracy and Technological Availability Act, were signed into law in March of 2020. The duo will accelerate the adoption of 5G or fifth generation wireless networks across the U.S. And of course, now we have a prayer request that just came in on my phone lines. Brother Bobby is having surgery, spinal surgery today. We want God to bless the hands of that neurosurgeon that is doing this, because spinal surgeries, those are pretty serious. And we just pray for Brother Bobby right now, ladies and gentlemen, if you can just kind of give me a moment of silence and prayer, and we speak in tongues for him and lift the situation up. He wakes up in his bed. He's happy. Everything was a success. The surgeon did the right thing. He took care of the situation the way it was supposed to be taken care of. We just lift that up to you. In the name of your son, Yeshua, for Bobby's deliverance through all of this. In the name of your son, Yeshua, amen. Can I get an amen? Say it. Thank you. Because you know what the word says about two or more agreeing in my name, it shall be added unto you. That's the reason we do this on the show. You know what? I know I don't want to offend anybody. You can't please all people. And if there are people out there that think we're too religious, well, yeah, get me started on politics. And then religion will go away and politics will rear its ugly head, just like this crap about 5G and what it's going to be doing to people. I mean, it's bad enough that we have electromagnetic fields radiating from these things. Just one of those crazy things we got to talk about, because people want to go out and, oh, it's all thumbs. It's all thumbs. Let's do this. Let's do this. Texting. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Oh, this is good. Texting. And see, the thing is, you're holding it in your hands. I have mine sitting away from me, 15 centimeters at least, minimum, because they do emit EMF. We'll talk more about that and other health issues after the bottom of the hour break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. There's the magic music. Anybody wants to call in, the number is 844-769-2944. We will leave the phone lines open the next half hour for you to call in and let us know what you're thinking. Be right back.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we're back at 32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, and it's Monday, March 6, 2023. Dave Krieger with you. Phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. I know a lot of you have us on speed dial in your phone under favorites. Great for you. They believe, everybody that calls the show believes in the power of free speech. And like I said, you should not be afraid to call into the show. We are totally open-minded. And if you want to call up and complain, be civil. There's proper speech here. The FCC is listening, of course, as is probably God knows how many other NSA employees. They're monitoring every single thing that goes down here. And see, they don't like the truth. They don't want you to know the truth. They want to hide it all. See, the only reason that now they're having to backpedal is because there's enough stuff coming out about what happened in Wuhan. So, you know, it's the only reason the mainstream media is changing the narrative now, because they all want to be believable. Oh, look what we just found out. See, and pretty soon they'll come to understand how the 5G network is being used to surveil us. That's what this is all about. You know, even though the U.S. government's banned the use of Chinese components in the 5G network here in the United States because of surveillance fears, you still got privacy concerns. Because once installed, you won't be able to opt out of 5G, so it's important to voice your concerns to your local officials and vote for those who are going to protect the communities and fight for citizens' health and safety. We don't want 5G. If you can just shrink that back down, I'd rather go back to 3G. Oh, everybody got those smartphones. They got those smartphones. I have to have it. It's like carrying a mini computer around. You see how they get everybody hooked? Mel in New York, how are you?
Yes. Good morning, Dave. Thank you for taking my call. I see where Hillsdale College, to go back to Mike Pence, Hillsdale College had Mike Pence there as a speaker. And of all things, talking about Christianity. And I always thought that Hillsdale was, you know, a Christian conservative university or college. But I don't understand what they're not seeing with what, you know, everything that Mike Pence has portrayed. I kind of got to close the book on organization like that. Who would give this guy a platform, especially to students that are coming out into the world and our next generation of possible leaders? I mean, I don't get it. I kind of would like to have your opinion on such a position or such a move that,
Pence is getting paid obviously to make these things. Mel, I'm kind of curious, what kind of bird do you have?
There's sparrows in the barn. Matter of fact, I'm on the farm where I keep my horse.
Wonderful! So, love it. You're in the middle of nature. God, you're getting your vitamin D today. Good for you.
And there's chickens here too, so you may hear some crowing and some the roosters crowing.
All
right. So I don't want to get my fresh farm.
Man after my own heart. God, man after my own heart. I appreciate that. Now, I don't understand why Pence just doesn't go back to Indiana and just retire and get out of politics. I don't understand it. No, he's got to go out. They all want to go out and continue to make honoraria, getting their message across because they think they're doing the right thing. But, again, it's all about the wolf in sheep's clothing, and you got to beware. You got to be wary.
Right. So that was my question. Now, anyway, Dave, thank you for taking my call. You have a great day.
Thank you, and God bless you on the farm and all the work you're doing. Hopefully, you know, you're going to have a successful lifestyle out there, and that's good. It's healthy. I love it. I love being out with the chickens because they got their own little personalities out there, man. I'm telling you. Mine have a flock party every morning when I get off the show, and they all literally sit there and line up right at the fence waiting for me to throw the mealworms and the scratch grains out there, and they all go just ballistic all over it, eating like crazy. It's really funny that, and they let you pet them, and it's pretty cool. They warm up to you after a while. I have one hen house that they're all snuggling, and then another one, they're all kind of like, huh, whatever, take it or leave it. But it's amazing how animals interact with human beings, isn't it? And if farm life, man, Mel, now I'm jealous. Buddy, you got this. All right. Is elevated cholesterol really a problem? In a word, absolutely. And we've got an article talking about this because there's a lot about cholesterol that is little known or completely misunderstood. Elevated cholesterol levels feed the growth of obstructive plaques in the coronary arteries. And the higher the cholesterol levels, generally, the more rapid the growth of the plaques. And so these very elevated cholesterol levels clearly increase the chances of having a heart attack as long as they're up, but the highest levels having the highest risks. And this is one of the reasons. Let me reach over and get a bottle of this stuff. It's why we sell it right here. It's on my camera right now. It's called Strauss Heart Drops. And this is the reason why I take them every day. Until it's my time, this is what I'm doing. And what's causing cognitive decline? A new study is shedding light on the root causes of mental deterioration. A team of researchers from Ohio State University and University of Michigan asked the question, why? What are the causes of age-related and non-age-related cognitive decline? And, of course, there's a peer-reviewed journal. The team's research was based on data from over 7,000 participants who were part of a larger longitudinal study that ran for 10 years, or actually 20 years, from 1996 to 2016. And, of course, these were American adults who were born between 1931 and 1941. And dementia accounts, by the way, for only 41% of declining cognitive function. of the people who have dementia-related cognitive decline, between 30 and 34% suffer from Alzheimer's. 4 to 8% from Lewy body dementia, which is related to Parkinson's. 1 to 3% of some other kind of cerebral vascular disease. But what about the causes of non-dementia related to cognitive decline? Socioeconomic patterns. In other words, you're shut in, you don't communicate, and you stare at a TV all day. That was my mother in assisted living during lockdown. And of course, she passed away at 95. She had major cognitive decline. Thank God she still knew who I was when she passed away. We said prayers together right before she died. And I told her it was her time because I could tell. Spirit came over me and told me it's her time. She's going to go. And just let her go. And I did. So, you know, we prayed about it first. I wanted her to know that she was going to a better place. So this is the thing about being locked down that doesn't work. Household wealth and income, levels of depression, education, occupation, and race all played a role in predicting cognitive outcomes. Education does matter. Listening to the show, opening your mind, doing the research, it matters. Ever heard of this stuff called erythritol? It's naturally produced in our own bodies, but it's now being used as an artificial sweetener in many processed low-carb foods. And of course, the FDA says they're safe. It's also found naturally in watermelon, pears, grapes, and mushrooms. But the way they synthetically make it, not good. A mouse study found erythritol inhibited any increase in blood sugar and insulin levels, which makes it an excellent substitute for those with diabetes or metabolic syndrome. And here you thought I was going to blast it. It's one of the low nutritive sweeteners. It's made from a type of yeast used to ferment glucose from corn or wheat starch. But again, those of you who think that it's linked to heart attack, but don't worry too much, that's the experts. That's why we have sugar to fiber, so you don't have to worry about stuff like that. Hazardous ingredients. Remember that vaccine, Gardasil, that Governor Rick Perry, we call him pointy boots for those of us in Texas here, increases risks to young people? There's ample scientific evidence out now that suggests the mixture of adjuvants contained in the HPV vaccines and other jabs is responsible for post-vaccination-induced autoimmune diseases in some patients. Not just autoimmune, but also reproductive. Remember all those boys and girls that took the HPV vaccine? Well, another discovered secret ingredient of Gardasil may also be responsible for adverse events, including sterilization. Huh. Don't think they didn't know that before they gave it to your kitty. And they convinced you. If you were one of the ones that immediately ran out there and got the jab for your kid, and I'm talking about the COVID jab, oh, quick, you have to go down. We don't want you to die. But then look at, remember the two brothers that all of a sudden just died literally in their sleep? Just after they got the jab, they were 12 years old. Wow. Boy, I bet mom and dad are feeling really good about their decision-making process. They got to live with that. I'm sorry for that. I'm not going to give you the I told you so speech, because anybody that took their child out, this is one of the reasons why I'm going to be headlining and emceeing the event on March 25th, the Halt Hospital Homicides down in San Antonio at the Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center. And that is from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., starting with a march at the Alamo Dome and the Cenotaph. They will all be marching, all the widows and widowers of people who have died of the jab in the hospitals, people who got COVID and died because of their medical protocols and the hospitals murdered them. They will all be getting together. We've got people from all over the United States, doctors, attorneys, Tom Rentz, all the big names, Brian Artis, everybody will be there. You want to be there for that. Senator Bob Hall, who I know and met multiple times, he'll be there. We get to hear him again. We talked to him on the show about EMP. He believes it's not a matter of if, but when. The only way to take out America's wealth and save our soil is to just launch an EMP attack and put us in the dark ages. You can all go denying it. Okay, Krieger, you're flaking out. Nope. I'm not flaking out. I've got EMP shields all over my place. But, you know, do what you want. Just remember, if your neighbor's not prepared and this happens, you're going to pay. Maybe with your life. Need to be thinking about that. Take a long, hard look in the mirror and decide if your life is worth it. The IRS is warning taxpayers. Ooh, April 15th is coming up, and now we got to scare half of America into compliance. Otherwise, they'll come to your door with guns. Oh, my. See, this is why I have CPAs do all my tax work. What really pisses me off is the IRS isn't paying me to sit there and compute up everything, all my deductions. I spend God knows how many hours a day. Do you think doing tax prep work to give to your CPA, or you're sitting online trying to fill out these stinking forms for QuickBooks and whatnot? I'm just like, oh, God. Oh, but I just hit a button and it figures it all out for me. Yep, and then pay this tax. Well, that doesn't seem right. Like I said, you take your tax paperwork to 12 different CPAs, and you'll get 12 different results. Trust me on that one. Oh, my. You know, but see, the thing is you have less of a chance. I have found you have less of a chance of being audited if you take it and let CPA do it, because they'll actually come to your aid in the audit if you get audited. I found that when I formed an LLC, the number of audits that I succumbed to dropped to zero. When I had a sole proprietorship, I was being audited all the time. Not fun. Not by the state of Kansas, by the IRS. Just, you know, never stops. They love attacking self-employed people because they can milk at least another $2,500 to $5,000 out of them. In a case that pits the right of conscience against the threat of losing one's livelihood, the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case about the extent to which the government should have to reasonably accommodate religious employees' requests for time off each week so they can religiously worship God. The case of Groff versus DeJoy addresses whether a postal employee should be forced to work on Sundays delivering Amazon packages in lieu of attending church worship services. And how do I know about this? Because the Rutherford Institute has joined with a legal coalition to challenge the U.S. Postal Service's claim such a religious accommodation in the workplace would cause an undue hardship on its operations. There's your raspberry for you. So much for USPS. Price of a first-class postage stamp, 60 cents. That means you go out and buy a roll of 100 stamps, you're paying 60 bucks. That's why when I go to the post office and I say I need a roll of forever bankrupt stamps, the clerks look at me and snigger. They know I know. They'll never come out of the doldrums. This is a failing situation in D.C., anything tied to the government. Well, just remember, I'm here from the government. I'm here to help. Yeah. Time for your medication. When 6G? Oh, here we go. I just covered 5G. Now what about 6? Critical information you need to know. We have an email blast up there talking about critical information. 6G compared to 5 is expected to offer significantly better communication capabilities. Isn't that wonderful? TBPS level peak data rates, microsecond level latency, and 99.99999% network dependability. Although 6G promises a lot, it's unlikely it's going to be in daily life soon. We're looking at 2028 to 2030. We might all be gone by then. Would you miss it? Article is discussing some of the hardware-related hurdles to 6G connectivity, but understand something. It's still EMF. AI voice generation, by the way, all of a sudden now is a new way to hack bank accounts. Lloyds Bank Voice ID program was breached using software. This particular software. AI voice generation software. Anybody with access to voice recordings could use it. It's happened. Hackers also, researchers at Cornell, were able to convert Microsoft's Bing AI into a scammer that requests compromising information from users, including their name, address, and credit card information. The researchers used a method they call indirect prompt injection, where an AI is told to ingest all the information on a web page, which includes a hidden prompt that will make the AI bypass any prohibitions preventing it from engaging in the desired behavior. So now they can get into all your information. Under surveillance states, I've already talked to you about, we have a BitChute video. Luciferase 666 COVID mandatory vaccination to change your DNA and RNA. The surveillance state is in hyperdrive, now being used at airports. And you're going to actually, when you watch the video, you'll actually watch the scanners in the airports and people who have been vaccinated and what they look like when they walk under the scanner and the camera picks them up. You will see what the jabbed look like. Sherry in Kansas, you're back on. What's going on?
Yeah, just real quick. I heard someone call into a talk show, and this person is electrically sensitive. She's pretty much detached from everything she could. But she watches a lot of C-SPAN and lives in the Washington, D.C. area. She said that, and this was either, I'm not sure if it was at the appeals court level or the Supreme Court level, but there was a decision by the court that said that looking at the Telecommunications Act of 1996, about that they had to go in and revise that because of, you know, the increased technology and stuff. That it did not address, it does not address what they're doing now.
Mm.
But
I
haven't read anything in the publications I get, and I'm not sure when this was done, but it was at least at the appeals court level.
Yeah, so okay.
I just thought I'd throw that in.
Well, appreciate it. Bye. Now, let me ask you one quick question before you hang up. Do you cook with a gas? Do you cook with a gas stove?
No, I have an electric stove.
Okay, because I've got a gas stove, and right now, you remember the Consumer Product Safety Commission Chairman Trumka is Richard Trumka Jr.? Well, they are taking, they're floating a ban on gas stoves, and now the commission has released a draft public notice on the request for information, hasn't released the final notice yet. People need to start calling their congressman and start screaming bloody murder about this, otherwise there won't be a gas stove to be found. In the meantime, remember what I said about investing in a gas stove? Perhaps everybody needs to go out and buy one and keep it in the box in the garage because that thing might be worth 10 times its weight in gold. What an investment. I'm tempted. I really am. Thanks for your call, Sherry. Appreciate
it. Well, you know, if you have propane.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I got propane.
You can get a propane stove.
Oh, I think this is going to go further than just natural gas by the time they get done with it. They're going to try to take everything away.
But you can probably just get jets for your gas stove because, you know, I think that's all that's changed between.
Well, they're orifices. Yeah. They're orifices. Yeah. That's what they are. That's what they did. I appreciate that. Thanks. I always like it. The input is great. I love it. Strawbell Gardening, by the way, Marjorie Wildcraft has an article under Gardening, Farming and Homesteading of your email blast you're going to be getting. Talking about not doing straw bale gardening because of the hidden dangers. And about compost everything, the good guide to extreme composting. That's also included here. It's all about solutions here. It's what we do. And, of course, you know, we're... they were in Mississippi. And a group of physicians, vaccine-injured people, and whistleblowers were speaking at the Mississippi Capitol last week. They weren't asking state officials to cease all COVID-19 vaccines, to convene a grand jury to investigate its rollout in the state. They were demanding it. Stop the shots. You see, this stuff is contagious. It's catching, which is why on the 25th of March, I will be emceeing that event down at the Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center. Hope you can join us. They're expecting well over 1,000 people. We also, the WTFers Motorcycle Club, they're out of Bandera. It's going to be doing a motorcycle rally. We invite all you guys too, Luis and the guys. You can come down, and take part in this because we know how your thinking is aligned with what we're doing. We're trying to get Dr. John Witcher on the program at some time ago. They were trying to take away his medical license. And but here's the thing. He's going to be at that event on the 25th of March. Well, there you have it. We are just about out of time. And Joshua Phillip, we've had him on the show. They're also talking about Robert Malone. He was with him discussing COVID-19 origins, vaccine injuries, and media misinformation at CPAC.
Ooh.
Can't believe everything you hear. We've also put the Halt Hospital Homicide flyer, it's a new updated flyer, on the event, on your email blast that's coming to you. Just remember about the truth. It'll set you free. We'll be back tomorrow with Tuesday's episode of the Power Hour. Dave Krieger wishing you the best, hoping you have a blessed day. In the meantime, God bless you. God bless the United States of America. We have to try to save it. Deo Vendice. See you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to theparamall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.